Got it. Hey, we're recording. All right, go ahead, James.
So welcome to the first Aries Bifold users group meeting. Note, this is a Hyperledger call, so note the antitrust policy and the code of conduct. And it is being recorded, as Sam noted. You are more than welcome to add your name to the list of attendees. And I figured we should start off by doing some introductions to know who you are and what the interest is in the Bifold effort, so we can be on a better page there. So I guess I'll kick that off. I am James Ebert. I am working from Indicio, leading the mobile team and our efforts there. And I've been really excited with the work that we've been able to do, that the community has been able to do, and really excited to help make this happen and make this an awesome solution. So yeah. I'll open it up to the floor for people to introduce themselves and what your interests are in the project.
I'll do an introduction. Hi, I'm Timo from Animo Solutions. We do several things in the Airwise community and related SSI technologies. And we've been working on Aries Framework JavaScript for a while now. And started the same effort to work on a mobile agent. So we're very interested to see what we can do together.
Awesome. Glad to have you, Timo. The work you guys have done so far is very awesome.
I'll take over then, since we're in Animo Solutions. I am Kareem, a colleague of Timo. And well, Timo introduced our efforts, so I won't take any more time about that. But glad to be here as well.
We're glad to have you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so hi everyone. My name is Chris, with the weird Greek name that no one can pronounce properly, so don't worry. I am a postdoctoral researcher from Greece, Syrthiza Research Institute, and as part of a healthcare domain project, we are very interested in the mobile agent development, as it will cover a large user base related to patients. And we're very interested in this effort and happy to see that the community has gathered up.
We're glad to have you.
Hi, this is Christian Talle. I'm with SelfDID. We're involved in SSI platform development based on the Aries framework .NET, and we're doing quite a bit of work in the ecosystem development side. So we're really interested in kind of the, interoperability aspect and standardizing, the use of wallets. So we're really interested in seeing this initiative grow and succeed.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure. My name is Sean. I'm an intern at working at Indicio. I've been working on the UI for Aries Bifold and other mobile agents. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so I'm Jakub, and I actually started Aries JavaScript framework, and I also prepared RN in the SDK wrapper for React Native, which we created in APSA, where I'm working on a mobile edge agent for 2 years, I guess, and more than 2 years right now. So I'm naturally interested in this effort. So that's the reason why I'm here.
We're glad to have you. And in particular, I appreciate the efforts that you've contributed so far already in R&D SDK and other places. So thank you.
Okay, maybe it's my turn. I'm Pablo Romeu. Some people here already know me, but I'm solutions architect at UNICC, which is an agency of United Nations. And we are building a United Nations digital ID around the Indie framework and the areas and so on. And obviously we're interested in CDF as the community is doing on this and where we are going to go or if we are going to standardize any kind of mobile agent or whatever.
We're glad to have you and your efforts in that area.
Hi everyone, I'm Lanspies. I'm from a company called the IDX in South Africa, and we are building a youth agency marketplace ecosystem based on self-sovereign identity together with UNICEF and other key partners. And our interest in the mobile wallet is first of all from an open source perspective, and second of all, of course, we also need the capability of a mobile wallet within our ecosystem.
Awesome. We're glad to have you.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kenyon. I'm an intern at Indicio, and I've been working on the UIs of Aries Bifold and other mobile agents.
So I'm Steve McCown from Anonymy Labs. We are also, like everyone here, building SSI technologies into our projects. And so I thought I'd come see what Bifold is, what features it offers.
Hey, I'm Riley Hughes, one of the founders of Trinzic. My co-founder, Tomislav, developed the AriesFramework.net and the Aries mobile agent Xamarin. I'm mostly here interested in learning how this effort, who's involved. I've seen several React Native Aries agent efforts. And so curious how these efforts will converge. And I'm for one passionate about how the Aries project is perceived and trying to make it not confusing, and so it's helpful for me to understand how everything fits together, so that I can explain that simply to others. And so curious how this project relates with others. Thanks.
We're glad to have you and helping in the efforts as you described there. So thank you.
So I'll introduce myself. I'm Sam. I think it's worth. There's a bunch of us here from Indicio, and so I want to clarify our interests sort of globally here and why we're here. It's part of our strategy as a consulting company to motivate our customers and help them to use open source projects. When we encourage them when there are gaps in those projects, to either contribute directly or we can assist them in improving the open source projects directly. That's a pattern we've taken with, improving the mediator support and Akapai and other similar stuff. So one of the interests we have is that with an active mobile effort going on, it becomes easier for us to convince our customers to contribute and leverage that effort rather than develop something independently. So it's our hope to collaborate with everyone on making something awesome, so that we can continue our pattern, not only sort of in the enterprise mobile space, but in the, not only in the enterprise agent space, but also in the mobile space. There we go. I English well. And then and that's what our goal is here. So so we care, we want to help, we hope to help support things and see what we can contribute. Excited that this is going on, looking forward to our further conversation today.
Awesome, thank you, Sam. Anyone else want to introduce themselves?
Hello, everyone. I'm Breno Medeiros from Brazil. I work in an organization named CPQD, and I'm working on a wallet for iOS. And I'm really excited for today. That's it.
Awesome. We're glad to have you. All right. Well, with that, I think we have a really good group of contributors, and I think we can move into the rest of the meeting. Quick announcement: we have the Rocket Chat channel has been created so that we can discuss things as needed there. Today, the agenda is. We've outlined to go over the group goals, meeting times, walk through the code as it currently exists, and then kind of look at some of the action items to move forward with the project. Is there adjustments that would be good to make or things that you would like to see on this agenda today? Awesome. I think we can jump into that then. So to kind of jump into the group goals, Sam kind of gave a good intro to this in terms of Indicio's interest, but so we've outlined a couple of things here, and I think I guess we can go over these, and then as you have things that you would like to see in the project, you should voice those, and we can bring those up. So from my perspective, we want to consolidate the mobile app development effort to not have multiple efforts duplicating the work between multiple parties, and so part of that is, so for instance, Indicio was running in parallel to Aries Framework JavaScript and the work that has been happening over there. And so we want to consolidate our efforts. We want to be able to have this be a code base you can just check out and run immediately very quickly. And most importantly, from my point of view, is having an active community behind the project. And so that this is an ongoing effort among a community. And then be able to have it be installable from the app stores so that we can have it's usable in a production environments as well as non-technical business folks, marketers can come and utilize the project in a accessible way. So these are a couple of the things that we kind of laid out. Are there comments on these or things that you would like to see in addition to these items?
On that last point, the installable from the App Store seems odd. Who would deploy it? It seems to me that the goal should be just to create something that others could install from the app stores. That could be Indicio, that could be many others, but it shouldn't be the goal of this project to have an installable app. I don't think, but
so I think I agree with where you're coming from. The thought process there is that I would love to be able to see so that someone can come along and they can clone the project and install it and get running. They would be able to white label and or change the theming, the logos, so that they can have a base point to launch from and or be able to take individual UI components to use in an existing app. The thought process of being able to have an app that is installable in the App Store is that it is more accessible and easier for someone to pick up on the fly, if that makes any sense. Easier to, for instance, you would be able to run demos or in cases in which organizations don't want to build a mobile agent, there will be one that is publicly available on the App Store. Thoughts? And if you disagree with me, I'd like to hear those
thoughts. Yeah, I would. My comment would be, I would like to see it perhaps that this project would have it installable via test flight and as a test app, but this project would commit not to have one that would go to production in any sort of way, that should be left to other entities. And that other entities, you know, I'm not saying it can't be Indicio or any other company. I'm just saying it literally can be others, but this project should focus only on, I do understand your idea of having it in test flight, because then we can do proper testing without people having a lot of, you know, having to go through a dance to get a live instance on their phone. But I don't think this should be about having a production instance of it that's out there. That should be left to other organizations.
To put it on the App Store or test flight or anything like that, you need to have an organization that's approved by Apple and have certificates and all of that. Like, Steven, when you talk about test flight, are you talking about having Hyperledger as an organization set up a developer account with Apple? And
I'm just saying that coming out of this working group would not be a production one. But you're right. You have to have an organization associated with it. So I'm not sure who that would be, but I'm just saying it shouldn't be a production use of it.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like there's already, 20 SSI apps available in the App Store or something. And of course, any number of organizations could clone this and deploy additional apps to the App Store if they wanted.
Yep.
It could be. Right? So I totally agree with you that it's not the goal of this group to deploy one directly. I think what I do think is exciting is actually exploring one that is actually production ready. If some organization, I think it would be useful for some organization to have it available for both testing and perhaps push releases periodically to app stores. I agree that this group would not be the one to actually do that. I think the point though, is that this is not something that that we're not necessarily producing ingredients for an app, that this is actually an app.
Yes, that I agree with.
And yes, so we should adjust the wording here to sort of reflect that, because I think that's the right approach. One of the frustrations that people have brought to us in the past is like, hey, there's a bunch of apps on the App Store, but I don't understand what's going on internally. There's not code I can even inspect, etc. And I think that this might fill that need, where if people have an app in the App Store, but they want to understand what's internally or whatever else, then that provides an easy way for them to sort of grab it. So it could be that this group is able to point to one or perhaps several, if necessary, deployed apps by parties involved in the community as an easy way to have people go try it, right? Not that we're necessarily blessing any of those, but recognizing the efforts by other organizations to do so. That way it's useful, right? You could say, hey, I want to go try this project. You could actually, here's a link to an actively deployed app deployed by some organization. And then you could try it out. You'll like it. You can come back and dive into the code and be actively involved.
So Sam, I have a question there.
Sure.
If the question is that you can't, you know, if the problem that you're trying to solve is that it's difficult or impossible to inspect the code of existing apps in the App Store, my question is there a way for an organization to, well, is that problem solvable? So I guess in this instance, you know, someone could take this open source code base, you know, set up a developer account with Apple and Google and, like, you know, deploy it to those app stores. Is there a way to ensure that that organization didn't make any changes or modifications or insert spyware or whatever into the code before they deployed it to the app stores? Or is that just sort of good faith trust in the organization that, you know, they didn't, but then that doesn't really solve the problem that you can't inspect the app that, you know, you download from the app store, right? You still would have to get it from GitHub and deploy it yourself in order to ensure that the app hasn't been messed with in any way, right?
So,
or am I understanding the problem incorrectly?
No, but let me clarify a couple of things. My goal in being involved in this project is not that we can inspect all the code and all the for all the apps there, because a lot of them are proprietary. People don't want that as a thing. The reason I said that is that we've had customers come to us and they want to be involved not just as a consumer of an app, but a contributor to an app. And there's not really a good way to go to try things out before making them happen. And the current projects that are open source have kind of a really steep curve getting it even running in an emulator. And so the goal here is that they could try before they get involved in the project. I'm unaware of any mechanisms provided by any of the app stores that allow you to certify the code that's actually present. So you're always trusting the organization that's doing the publishing, as to what they're actually doing in that application. Does that clarify at all?
Yeah, that was my thought as well. So yeah, thanks for confirming that.
Sure.
There is a set of standard checks that both app stores perform, but nothing related to, you know, checking correctness in terms of SSI functionality.
Nor alignment with a Git repo, right?
Correct.
Right. Correct. So they do some good stuff. I'm not trying to knock the app stores, but that's, like, not a mechanism we really have. We can't really, like, sign the code in such a way that, like, it could then be checked upon deployment. And so that's not really a goal there. The goal is an active community effort around an agent that people can then contribute to for the things that they desire it to be present but aren't, right? So if someone comes along and says, hey, I'd really like this particular use case, and they have an effort that they can join and contribute that particular use case rather than having to start from the ground up from a wallet or convince another vendor that's something that they want to add. So I think it's
so worth- Sam, just to play devil's advocate here, are you sure from a mobile perspective, there's no way to do something like that?
Yeah.
Like if every artifact that was produced came from a public repo, there's nothing, not that the, anyway, I think it should be might be a goal.
I would love that to be the case, Stephen. Let's, but I think that's a great future goal. I think trying to pin a target thing on the cooperation of Apple and Google in this manner is
no. I'm not talking about it. I would
love the app stores to be set up in a way that you could have like repo pinned apps in such a way that you could be sure that it was running the actual code.
No, I was thinking more the hash on the document, and you could produce, and you had access to the repos that were being used to produce it so that you could check the same thing, but it doesn't matter. We could get forward.
So I think it's worth noting that I don't think it's an appropriate goal that this group produce the mobile agent. We're not trying to produce the mobile agent. We're trying to have an active community around a code base. I don't know of everyone else's experiences, but I know from the perspective of Indicio, we have a mix of both companies that want something very white labeled to be branded their own solution. We also have people that would prefer not to and would rather just point to an agent for people to go and install. And we have both of those types of things that occur. And I think that there is a role that this project can play in making that an easier thing to do. Do I want there to be 900 wallets in the App Store? No, but that's also not something I can control. I do personally think that having an active open source mobile agent will be a huge benefit to the community. So I recognize the problems that this may result in more app stores before or more wallets before it results in less wallets, but that's like kind of a systemic problem and not one that we can directly solve.
Yeah, I think in terms of white labeling, it's the companies looking at white labeling are probably the ones that already have a product, and they would likely look at integrating some sort of SDK or module within their app to enable agent functionality within an app.
I think there's those too that would love to say, hey, I've got something React Native. Can I add some stuff and then make it work?
Yeah.
And I think there's also a future in this project in that too.
So my goal, I would alter that goal. The thing I don't think we want is, I don't care so much how many SSI wallets are in the App Store. I worry about how many are on a phone. And I would hope that you wouldn't have your one credential in one wallet and a second credential in another and a third in another and five more in a fourth. So maybe a goal would be to enable other apps to work with the wallet in a way that you can, in ways we haven't anticipated yet, but enable an app to collaborate with the wallet to achieve business goals.
I think that's a great goal. That's really complicated, particularly to do in a way that's consistent between both mobile platforms. But I think that could be
I'm thinking DIDCOM and talking back to a common server where that common server can talk to both the app and the wallet via DIDCOM.
Oh, so you're talking about I think
and what that means to me is enabling protocols that allow, for example, an app to create a connection with the wallet via a mediator type, another type resource. So it's not a fully baked idea, but the idea would be, the thing we want to discourage is credentials being distributed across wallets. I think that's an anti-pattern that we'd rather not see. So I'm trying to come up with ways that we can avoid that outcome.
I think there's another thing that we can do to help that same goal, Stephen, and that is to, through our efforts and contributions, create an application that supports the widest variety of credential types and formats and protocols, et cetera, following standards to make that happen so that people aren't forced for a technical reason to pursue a different solution.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the business reasons for doing it. I want my own white label. I want to take a white label wallet, brand it with my own stuff so that I'm capturing eyeballs.
I think there will be those. And I think that by designing good systems, we can do a little bit to mitigate the problem, and then the market will solve the rest of it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I talked a lot. I'm done talking.
I think this will be one of the biggest challenges of this group, what you just discussed.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And so I think digging into this is probably something we should do sooner rather than later.
Yeah, to be honest, in the project that I'm working in, this is the biggest problem because we have 8 different use cases. And I can't expect patients, to have like 8 different apps, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's not gonna work. We've actually come across kind of similar scenarios, and there are different flows that you can look at. So one is an app that is not agent aware to a wallet, and that can be, an app to app. But I think one of the most important ones is an alternative to define a kind of a URL that's, universally recognized by all the apps installed. I mean, on iOS, I know for sure there's support for that. I'm not sure on Android. So when you try to open an URL, you can actually choose which wallet you want to open it with. So
Deep linking, right?
Deep linking, basically. Yeah. Yeah, that's a newer mechanism, yeah. So, and also, you know, you can simply pass URLs app to app, and those can be connection invites or whatnot. So, whatever. So, yeah, there are many, many scenarios to look at. I think in terms of communicating wallet to wallet, it's still agent to agent, really, we're talking here.
Awesome. Other things that are important that we want to be group goal.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Just is this, so I know of, for example, native iOS and Java, you know, native iOS and Android app projects, as well as Dart and Flutter. There's already obviously a year and a half old Xamarin project. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of others. Is the group, is this group in particular, like Aries mobile agent React Native? Should that be the name? I know the name I don't know if the name Bifold is for marketing reasons or if it's meant to be, to indicate that the project is broader than just a specific agent in a specific language.
I think our thought has been towards specifically React Native. We've gone for that for the approachability of the language. But the effort could be larger than that. My thought process is to target React Native specifically, at least initially, but I'm open to everyone else's thoughts on that question.
Maybe for verifiability's sake, it would be useful since, you know, we already have the .NET client. Maybe it would be useful to explore these efforts in parallel, maybe, I don't know.
I guess, yeah, I understand the initial code contribution is React Native for this particular project, but I guess my question is this project a React Native agent, or is it a group within Aries that is more broad than just as one specific React Native agent? I guess the follow-on to that is, if it's just a React Native agent, then I would propose naming it as such. I think there's already kind of a naming convention that's emerged within the Aries project that helps new people get oriented with what's going on. And anyway, for my two cents, for whatever it's worth, I think it'd be helpful if this is just a, you know, a mobile app written in React Native that speaks the Aries protocols, you know, it might make sense to call it Aries mobile agent React Native, right? To conform with all the other repos that are out there and help new people. Because I think now I'm aware of 13 or 14 different Aries code bases, all in, you know, different languages and different orientations and whatever. And I'm worried that this the Aries project is so confusing to new people that and overwhelming that, you know, I think some consolidating on things like naming conventions and clarifying, you know, the scopes of the different groups would be helpful. Again, but if it's not just if this group is called, you know Bifold, so that it can be specifically not tied to a specific programming language, then it may be able to pull in some of these other groups like the Flutter folks and some of the other projects that are going on as well. So I don't know, just makes sense.
Riley, the challenge is that there are like four React Native projects out there. And who's to say this is the right React Native project? So that was what, you know, I know I certainly suggested it not because, or, you know, Sam came up with the problem of what do we name it? Because we don't want to step on other people's toes, because there are other React Native frameworks out there. And so that's part of, I think, what drove it to this.
I apologize if I'm jumping the queue here. I raised my hand, but
Okay. You're not. Sorry.
There's two pieces of feedback I have on that. One is the first one to show up. You guys did it. You open sourced your thing. Congratulations. I think the one of the rewards for that is that you get to claim the spot of being the React Native framework and app in Aries. And as long as everyone plays nice and is happy to reconcile this code with what other code shows up and coming into the future, I don't really have a problem with giving that endorsement to those who are willing to show up and do the work in public in the community. I think that's one of the ways that we prevent people from trying to hold back code until it's time to play spoiler is, you know, they need to feel the heat that someone else could come in and become the established open source code base if they don't share and they're not willing to do their work in the open. So I'm not upset by that. I think that that's actually a feature, not a bug. The second thing that I'm quite concerned about is if we overbrand sub pieces of the Aries project, it stops being a coding product or project, and it starts being a consortium and a forum in and of itself. And at some point, we'll have to have pretty strange conversations about whether or not Aries isn't part of Hyperledger because it's as big as Hyperledger itself or as diverse as Hyperledger itself. And the more we brand the sub pieces of Aries, the faster that will happen. And I'm not so much worried about whether or not that happens as much as I'm worried that we don't have the resources to support or sustain ourselves independently if we do that. And branding the individual projects underneath Aries very strongly is likely to accelerate that process in a way that we may not be able to fund.
So I got blamed for the name, and that's totally fair. It happened because of the multi-repo conflict problem and the desire to sort of navigate that. My inclination is that we do focus on one specific like language platform and not try to be the Aries mobile agent coordination effort, simply because we have gone a long time in the Aries community without an active community around mobile development. And I don't think that trying to coordinate all of them at the same time is actually going to yield very good results. From a naming perspective, it was really a desire to sort of not try to conflict with everything else. I do recognize the problem with the branding that Nathan brings up. I have no problem changing the name of stuff or helping to mechanically do that if we feel like there's a better name to be involved there. Those are just my thoughts since I did think of the name as a potential resolution to the naming conflict of the various React Native stuff that's there. I will mention that via discussion with Timo and his team, there were two libraries that Indicio was proposing we offer and transfer to Hyperledger as a basis for this project. One of them we have decided not to, and as a result to base the code off of the Aries framework JavaScript instead. Because of the work there and what it's capable of, and then the UI portions was the other piece that we were prepared to contribute, and that we still think would be a good idea. So that may help resolve the naming stuff. It may not, but those are some thoughts that I had. I think we should decide as a group, number one, what the scope of our effort should be, and number two, what to do about the name. I think those are probably two of the more urgent things that we could discuss as the group.
If I may say something about the name, my concern about naming it like React Native specifically is that, you know, if our goal is to demonstrate like this is our Aries mobile agent application, and we as an Aries community, like you know, collaborating on this specific project, and then if it's named like React Native, then there could be like other, you know, Android and iOS and Flutter app. I'm not sure if it's like the way, you know, we want to go, but of course we can prevent any other project maybe starting, you know, but if we want to, like, as a community say that, okay, this is focused on mobile like to demonstrate or to show like production ready mobile application to use, like with implementing Keras protocol, and just decide what technology you will use, but name it like as bifold or like more generic, you know, not specifically for technology. So that would be kind of my concern about that. And actually also, you know, if you call it like Aries React Native, if we will use like JavaScript framework, Aries JavaScript framework, that Aries part is actually in there. It's the direct, maybe it could be confusing for someone that, okay, React Native is then implementation of Aries protocol for the mobile or not, you know? So that's kind of all my ideas about that naming.
Additional thoughts on the naming? Nathan, you have your hand up still. Was that from previous?
Yeah, I'm good at leaving my hand up accidentally, but I do actually have one more thing to say there. I like the idea that the naming of the repositories forces folks to feel like they're part of the broader group. The fact that we've named things in a technical way so that we have cloud agents and mobile agents, I think does encourage people to collaborate or forces people to think of themselves as part of the group of whatever it is that they're part of, be it frameworks or whatnot. So I don't mind the more specific naming. I know there's some concern that we'll end up with both a proliferation of them and we'll also perhaps end up with competing ones that try to use the same tech. That hasn't happened yet. It has happened that people are worried there will be, but we haven't had the case where two groups both wanted to open source the same chunk. Pretty universally, everyone's been pretty good at getting along with each other and trying to reconcile. And I think the things that Sam told us about the framework work that they did with Timo's group shows that this group meets that criteria as well. And I like the idea that we are encouraging a mobile app community and that they need to collaborate on, you know, how wallets are shared across multiple apps installed on the same phone and all of those other good things. And I know we don't have a mobile app community yet. I want one. I think it would be healthy for our community to have one. And I think that having folks like the Bifold project working independently of others, it would not be nearly as good as having all the mobile app folks working together.
Nathan, can I ask you a clarifying question, if I can pronounce? It sounded like you were suggesting that we have that we organize the project as a let's coordinate among all the mobile app developers rather than the advancement of a specific code base. Is that correct?
Yeah. So part of the way I would say this is that if we had another phone call about mobile apps, I would rather start with a mobile app phone call where the Xamarin folks and the other JavaScript folks and the Java folks and whoever else we have get together and talk through requirements and understand each other before we have a call that's just for this bifold code base. I'm not saying that we couldn't also have a call just for the bifold code base, but I think it sets a healthy pattern of collaboration. We have the same thing when it comes to the frameworks and the cloud agents. Before there was just an ACAPI specific call, there was an agent call, and we worked out a lot of the details and common interests there first before we ended up diverging.
I think I'm frustrated. We've had some code bases that sort of relate to mobile in a number of ways, and there hasn't been anyone that has been able to organize a community effort around making something real. And I'm kind of tired of talking about things in the generalities. I'm very interested in supporting an effort that is trying to make something sooner rather than later, even if it isn't going to be the right solution for everybody. And I think that's my reluctance, Nathan, about that, is that I think I think that this effort And if someone wants to organize another one, I think that that could be useful. But I think this effort to actually have a good viable candidate, I'm implying a little that I think the existing open source ones are not good viable candidates in what I'm saying. I think we need a viable candidate of both active code that's being improved and a community that coordinates its improvement. And I think that's the thing that...
I apologize if that's not what I absolutely agree with what you're saying, Sam. And I think if we're not talking about specific implementations that you can actually install and that actually work, we're wasting our effort on the standardization processes. I feel like all the issues we would talk about in a phone call are usually common across all the code bases that are actively maintained.
Stephen, you have a comment you want to make?
Yes, please. Sorry. I strongly agree with Sam on that, in that, we need to move forward with code and we haven't done that. One of the things I'd really like to see is usability as a group goal on this. Interoperability should be there, but it's specific to what Nathan just said. Usability and protocols that drive usability. And those protocols obviously would reach back to the community and would allow all mobile developers to use those protocols. And so I fully support that as the mode of creating the larger picture. But I really think doing it around a code base is a preferred approach. But happy to have somebody else start a mobile group if that's what's the community wants to do and people show up. Thanks.
Thank you. I agree with your thoughts. It sounds like it may be these are two separate efforts. One is specific to the actual specific code base, and then there is an effort around mobile agents as a in a broad sense. Horatio, you have a comment?
Yes. Regarding the idea of connecting with people that are like also mobile engineers in another platforms, I like that idea because I found that in a lot of cases, the kind of like the first release of a mobile agent is going to be the same for everyone implementing this tech. And then after they pass that milestone, people are going to have the incentive to go and to do their specialized flow, right? I think like it's very easy. I think it would be very easy to come with like a short list. And I think like we're doing that in this document of a stuff that people for sure, they know they are going to need out of the door, right? The list of stuff that you need to be approved on the App Store to have an agent, we are very likely to be able to agree on that. Regarding the usability, right? In my experience, this is kind of like the type of task that is always left at the end of the process. And this sort of group is like the best place to resolve that. Let's make sure that there's like UI components that are going to be compatible with all the accessibility, usability, translation, all the stuff that this App Store are like expecting from us. We should resolve that at the foundation level, especially an open source foundation there. And that's like my 50 cents there.
Appreciate the 50 cents. So the consensus I seem to be seeing is that there needs to be I guess prove me wrong if this is incorrect, but there needs to be a specific to React Native effort, and then there's an effort towards mobile agents as a whole.
I want to highlight with a couple things in the comments back a little bit. Riley proposed a repo name of Aries mobile agent bifold. Later on, Nathan countered that Aries mobile agent React Native would more consistently follow the existing patterns than Bifold would. There isn't currently in the Hyperledger repos an Aries Mobile Agent React Native. And we could, if we decided to contribute this piece of it, this would be the UI piece, of course, the Aries framework JavaScript being also a dependency of this project.
I really like Nathan's point about this naming convention. I don't want to say forcing, encouraging people to open source things, you know, rather than hold them back and sit on them. I think that's been something, you know, I've heard lots of folks talking about things that they want to open source that they've been sitting on for a period of time for whatever reason. And I think that actually this naming convention is a pretty clever way of encouraging people to, you know, get their stuff out there in the open and grow the community faster. So I mean, although it might step on others' toes, it's sort of like, you know, I don't know, either you could consolidate the effort or clarify how it's different, or if it's duplicative, then unfortunately, you know, somebody else really open sourced it first. And so I don't know what the remedy is for that other than, you know, next time, try again next time or whatever. But I kind of like that that approach.
We will eventually have to resolve an issue where there's an existing repository for whatever reason that doesn't have the community effort anymore. And there's reason for someone to introduce a different one without improving the first one. Maybe we just solve that problem when it shows up.
But about stepping on others' toes with the project name for React Native, I think there are two projects that are named Aries Mobile Agent React Native at the moment. One is from Indicio that you control. One is from Animo that we control. So if we move your one to Hyperledger, remove our implementation, I think we're not stepping on anyone's toes, right?
Agreed. I for one am in favor of changing the name to be more specific to the current conventions, and then going, as Sam indicated, with dealing with that problem when it does become a problem. Because as far as I can see, the community, the current efforts, we are aligned on merging our efforts to one code base. So
is that a vote we want to have?
I think that should be a vote we have. Or we could also go the route of, is there dissenting opinion on that we should stick with the name as it is, currently lies?
The only thing that I will offer, and this is a pretty weak argument, is that when you're trying to convince someone, a company, to go be involved in an effort, to you know, an open source effort, I think the marketing aspect of that, Bifold does a better job than React Native or Mobile Agent React Native. But I think that's a fairly weak argument up against the good reasons to change the name. So that's not really a dissenting opinion, but bring it up. Does anyone have an actual dissenting opinion?
I'll add one more opinion, and that is, if you're a maintainer on this code base, you get the most say, right? So, you know, I would agree that maybe the Aries Mobile Agent Xamarin folks and the Aries Mobile Agent something else folks ought to have a say here. I personally think that I have opinions about names, but my opinion doesn't matter as much as the opinion of the person who's going to be rolling up their sleeves and keeping the unit tests working and making sure that this thing builds, right? The folks who are doing are the ones who should make the final call on this.
I think I agree with the comments and your point, Sam, that the Bifold does it does sound better, especially from a outside perspective. So,
yeah, and I also agree with Nathan. You know, the maintainers and the contributors of this code definitely should be the ones with the final say. I think all. I mean, I don't know. I think definitely, names besides technical names, you know, sound better. But I think the reason that technical names are interesting to me is that it brings consistency, and it signals a little bit that Hyperledger is neutral, and that this is a code base that everyone can join in on. It's not a brand associated with a particular group or whatever. Definitely the maintainers should be the ones that are, that make the final call for sure.
The other thing, and the reason why I brought this up in the first place, is I don't want to have a debate at the PSC level about whether Aries is not one project. And I don't want to have to worry about, you know, the pain in the neck it would be to try to manage multiple brands underneath a single project, because the Hyperledger governance structure isn't really prepared to do that yet. And keeping with a technical name makes my job easier, because then I don't have to worry about that debate. Now, if we need that debate, we'll take that up. We'll figure it out. So, you know, that's why I mentioned that if the project maintainers aren't happy with the name, then we shouldn't have picked that name.
I was about to say this, as Christian just posted in the chat. I think that one of the ways to split the gap there, Nathan, would be to make sure the repo name is Aries Mobile Agent Bifold, which if more consistently follows that. If we decided to keep with the bifold name, the one worry I have about the bifold name is that it's a good one and it rolls off the tongue, and I don't want to discourage other mobile app development efforts. Because that's not the goal here. This is not supposed to be the agent. It's supposed to be an agent, and I think that is a risk we have of stumbling upon a name that has that effect. So that's the risky part. I think we might be able to split the difference here by taking Riley's suggestion of Aries Mobile Agent Bifold from a repo perspective. And then if we shorten it to, you know, the bifold meeting or whatever else, I think that's less of an issue. But that way we can avoid that particular aspect.
I guess as one of my thoughts was that if part of the goal is not to have an actual app in the App Store, that this is a project for a React Native application that is production ready that people can take to run, the technical name in that context makes a little bit more sense, because it's easier for people to know that this is a React Native specific application, right?
Yet harder for someone to find the thing in the App Store that has been deployed by a company out of the code base.
True.
Would any company name it bifold? Like, you know, the company's got to have a name associated with the...
No. I don't think they do. I think they could call it something and just say Aries agent with, like, you know, bifold or something.
Yeah.
And that way it indicates that that's where it's coming from. Now, obviously they wouldn't do that if they wanted their own brand, because they wouldn't necessarily want it to be associated. But if someone was more or less performing a community service by shipping the community code, then I would have no problem with bifold being part of that name.
Well, and that brings up a bunch of copyright trademark issues that are associated with that, that I don't think we've actually done enough diligence on. I know Firefox has had a really hard time trying to manage the public reputation of releasable bits while still being friendly to their open source community. So it's helpful to be very deliberate about that. In the past, that's why the Hyperledger projects didn't use any of the sovereign strings, because it helped keep us out of trouble in terms of releasable bits versus forkable bits.
So
an example of a debate we should have once we have the mobile app or the mobile agent discussions up and going a little bit more.
So I lean towards the Aries Mobile Agent React Native, because it's more descriptive towards the actual code base itself. However, the other contributors to the code maybe this is something worthwhile continuing that discussion and or giving it a little bit more thought before we make our final decision there would be worthwhile. especially because we are running a little bit over time.
Oh, shoot. And I'm late for the other call I'm supposed to be running. I was so involved in the conversation. So we sounds like we need to punt anyway. There's not a huge risk of having this the remaining part of this conversation in 2 weeks. Or on the Aries Bifold channel that can then might be renamed something else if something else. So
agreed. Okay. So thank you everybody for attending and adding your thoughts. It's this has been really productive and looking forward to working with and talking with everybody in the future.